I'm an addict, and my name is Therese, and well, it was really hard for me to accept that I was an addict. 1 year, 11 months, and 23 days today. A couple of weeks before that, I entered a meeting. I was broken. Spiritually, mentally, physically, psychically. I even had been out driving in my car, trying to find a track where I could throw myself in front of a train. And I was going 58 years old at that time. And today, I'm so grateful to be here. And I'm so grateful to all of you to keep this going on all different levels. And thanks to my home group over there. My sponsor, who took me through the steps. And I did my step work on relapse and relationships. And one of my favorite texts that we read at every meeting is that we do recover when we, at the end of the road, find out that we can't manage our life with or without drugs. But there is a solution, and that is NA and the fellowship. I could stop use. The first time it was when I went to prison. I did 3 times in prison, 2 shorter ones and then a longer one. I got 5 years, and I praised the Lord because I've been praying to get out of my living dead state of life. I just wanted out. And when I got that sentence, I saw it like answer to my prayers. And that was my time to really change my life. And I didn't know about NA. This was in 94. And our home group started in 87? Yeah, something, 89. I didn't know about it. And I only thought that if I just could stop using drugs, everything will be fine. And I started studying, started the gym, workout. I was taking care of my health, and I was doing really okay, I was thinking. And I got out of prison, went to university, took 2 masters in the time of 1 master. I got my daughter back that I left during my using time. And, I kept myself busy 24/7 with studies, getting my daughter back, and working in the evening, trying to make things go around. And I didn't know that I had the disease of the addiction. I just thought that if I only get rid of the drugs, everything will be fine. But it wasn't. And I couldn't be still. I had to put myself in Christ mode all the time to stay clean. And I found out that I was a spiritual person really early in my life. But I didn't know about the addiction. So after my master's, I was ordained a priest in my church, the Swedish church. So I'm on my 20th years, and I started using again. And I thought I could control it, but I couldn't. I just wanted some relief. I was sick and tired. How you say it? Sick and tired. I was so tired. I just wanted some relief, and I didn't know where to go. And then my sister came back from Gran Canaria, where she lived. And she went into recovery house. And then I was thinking, yeah, maybe I can go there. So I went to my first meeting in 2009. And I excluded myself. I didn't get it, but I tried. And I went there half 2009, 2010, and not until 2012 I went to my superior and said, 2011, I went to my superior and said, I have a problem, I need some help. And they gave me a treatment, and so I was back at work. And I tried to ask a woman, because I was living in a small town. There was only AA meeting, so everybody went there, and so did I. And I tried to get a sponsor, but she didn't want to sponsor me. And so after 6 months, I lost my job, because when I didn't have any drugs and I didn't have any sponsor to sponsor me, I started shoplifting in this little town. And I was in this shop with my collar on, and the camera caught me, and it was awful. I was broken, and then she sponsored me. And she went through the steps with me. But I guess I got what I could at that time in my life. And so I was clean for like 10 years. And I got married. Yeah, relational stuff. So because I lost my job, and my bishop told me you can't seek for any job, you have to have a break for at least 6 months. And she didn't take my collar, she didn't take that. I was still a priest, but I had to take a break for 6 months. And so I guess I was afraid of, to be honest, in meetings. So I went to meetings and I didn't talk, I didn't share. And my ex-husband told me, well, you can't share. Definitely not, because people talk. And then you will never get back into the church. So, I stopped going to the meetings. And so without drugs, I got really sick. And it was, you know, after in the end of that marriage, it was just like the drug. I didn't want to stay, but I couldn't leave. And it was, I was thinking, it was during Corona, and I was thinking, maybe if he just get Corona and I get out of here. You know, I was really crazy, and I wasn't using. And but I didn't have the program. I forgot about it. And I did get the divorce, and then I moved in with my daughter. And guess what? Another relationship, a close one, my adult daughter. So I went into the same behavior and trying to control and, all of that. And then I was thinking, maybe I'm not an addict after all. Maybe I could just take a drink. Yeah, so as get some relief, you know, you work so hard and, you know, all of that crazy stuff. And, and before I got my divorce, I went 60 hours in psychodynamic therapy, but I didn't go to any meeting. And I didn't reach out to my sister, who is in the program. And so I picked up again. And and now, how is my first step now? Well, I can do my first step every day because God sends me the opportunity. So first thing in the morning, when I go through the traffic in the morning, going to work, great opportunity. You know, let go and let God. And, even if I have some thought, I do instant prayer for this person. You know, because I think that if I practice this, leave it over every time, every day, going back and forward, going through the different churches. And, so I have a lot of opportunities. Thank you. I wrap it up. So, and I'm so grateful when people can tell me stuff. I'm so grateful whenever I can see how the disease, you know, it comes in, they cover up for each other, my shortcomings and my defects. When they come, they don't come alone. They cover up for each other in disguises, you know. And I try to be vigilant, and I talk to my sponsor every day. And I go to meetings almost every day. And even my small dog is a small NA dog running around and in the knees of everybody. So, is there anything else I want to say? Yeah. So, I do the cha-cha-cha every day. You know, the waltz, 1, 2, 3. And I love this program, and I'm so grateful to be here. And that's all I got. Thank you.